Blog Talk Radio.
That you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey, drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy. I wanna feel your energy, energy, energy. I wanna feel your body next to me. Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey, drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy. Energy, I wanna feel your energy, energy, energy. I wanna feel your body next to me. I know you're not scared of this loving that I have for you. Cause baby, you're a problem, I already heard about you. You say you've been hurt, let me patch you up. 93 Jet Fuel, let me get you up.
We taking shots of Douce, one by one. Make you do what I say, boy, don't front.
Put your hands around my waist.
Put that smile on your face.
And I can do it.
Boy, I see you know what you're doing.
We lit like a big, yeah, we're fuming.
And if I give it up to you,
it's a promise kept between us two.
Our secrets are our secrets.
When I get naked, don't be peeking.
Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick-tock. Hey,
drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy. Energy, I wanna feel your energy, energy, energy. I wanna feel your body next to me.
Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick-tock. Hey,
drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy, energy, energy. I wanna feel your body next to me.
I don't even really let them get close to me, but I really love the way you get close to me. And my emotions run the wild, got a hold of me. And I really like the way you take control of me. Come be with me, come find me. I'll be here when you
baby
want
boy,
me.
You ain't too proud to beg, that's why I'm saying. Yeah.
Cause baby, your touch is getting me excited. Roll up some more weed, get a little higher, baby.
And I know you're kinda hard, but I like it. You try to play hard, but don't fight it.
Do I remind you of the keys to your Jeep?
Tell me if I hold back, will you see?
You know the haters gon' notice while we moving, keep them focused.
And don't hold back, you got me open, yeah.
Energy.
all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go TikTok, hey. Drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy. Energy, energy, I wanna feel your body next to me. Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go TikTok, hey. Drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy. Energy, energy, I wanna feel your body next to me.
Welcome to the stage. I am your host.
I'm here too.
Yes, Tuesday. Topic Tuesday. The topic tonight is, at what age do you start beating your kid ass? At what age? I want to know, what age do you start beating your kid ass? And do you give him a little pow-pow, or do you fuck him up? That's the topic for tonight. You hear the little kid in the back? At what age do you start fucking your kid up? What'd you think, Nikki?
I'm going to answer you, but... Shout out to Zaria, just came busting up in here trying to take me down for some snacks.
Yeah, shout out to Zaria.
I think it's done as required. I say it that way. And it progresses as required.
Oh,
you know
great.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think just flat out being
so
beat
no
all the time. I don't agree with that.
So there's no specific age. You just fuck them up when you can. So if they're 6 months and they turn up, you beat their ass.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not a, every time it's not a beat your ass. Like, little kids that like to smack people, I think their parents should pop their hands. You know, them little babies, they like, oh, don't pick on my baby. They like to smack. You know, you give them a little tap on the hand and tell them that's not what you do. Or, you know, you discipline them. When they get to be 3 and 4 years old and they like cursing at people, you know, you got to let them know that's not what you do. And if they don't respond to you telling them, you might have to give them a little pluck or something. Flat out just beating your kid's ass determines age and offense.
So when is it cool to whip their ass?
I don't know. It just depends on how old they are and what they're doing. These teenagers,
so if they're 2 years old and they walk up to your friend and they pinch your friend on the nipple, what do you do?
I stop laughing. I mean, you know, you reprimand
and your friend like, hi, little man, and he just pinched your nipple. Would you listen?
That is hilarious.
You don't beat him?
You reprimand him. He's little. You know, you give him a reprimand. Don't do that. That's nasty. You teach. That's how you teach and how you train. Everything doesn't have to be an ass whooping.
But what if he going to do it again?
Then you didn't relay your rule effectively, and you may have to reiterate it.
You keep talking. I promote the whipping of the ass. Shout out to the whipping of the ass crew. Nikki, how was your day?
It was cool. It went fast. Like, it went fast, man. I blinked and it was 8:45.
Yo. Shout out to Fetty Moolah. Fetty Moolah said, is it him? He said, is it me or did COVID make time speed up?
Mm-hmm.
I think it did. Because time is moving now. Like when you wake up, it's time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Listen, I'm going to leave Nikki for a little while. That's the topic. When is it cool to beat your kid ass? She going to play some music. I know she about to go into a music spree. I want to hear that Son of the Star dog ass. And then we're going to be back with the Nikki mix.
With the Nikki mix. What's up, Greg? I got you coming, Greg.
Uh-oh, it's going to be Nikki and Greg tonight. Uh-oh, shit. When is it cool to beat your kid ass? You hear the little kid in the background? When is it cool to whip his ass? You hear him?
No.
When is it cool? This the stage, Son of the Star, dog ass, this his jam. We'll be back.
Dog a bone, bitch. I'm with this pretty pool, posted at the bonefish. Take a shot of bourbon, followed by some ale. Got out hot as hell, cause I can't waste a cell like a phone clip. Look who stepped in the room. Fresh from the vet, being groomed. If they don't rep the set, then they lose. You can bet I'm here to collect the checks in the spume. West side, where my dogs at? Boy, you lying about that money, that's a ball cap. That little mutt think he fresh to death. I send him a text and say, fuck you and all cow. We came up, cause we stayed down. Y'all was laid up, we was laying down. Fuck that puppy child, we want steaks now. Or this 40 bus like a greyhound. They know I'm off the leash with my dog ass. Trying to dodge these fleas with my dog ass. Finna fuck your bitch with my dog ass. Wanna watch that don't tick with my dog ass. Finna see the jeweler for some dog tags. Came up on the hoe and gave my dog half. They know I'm off the leash with my dog ass. They know that I'm a beast with my dog ass. Who in the hell left the gate open? Let Sonny slide through like Red Rover. Try to steal on your dog like Beethoven. Shit, I been this way since Crayola. Showing my teeth, nigga, I ain't smiling. I been through dog training, coulda went to college. I heard your spot be jumping, but I rock wilder. You ain't cool with the wolves, nigga, stop hollering. Now this is what I do. I drip and I drew. Put dick in your boo. Now listen, no move. You're flinching, I shoot. Put it all on my back. Do the shit for my crew. I'm finna bury every dollar. Put some diamonds in my collar. My dog said you gotta be a different Sonny.
Why, dog?
Dog, cause you're getting money. 6 shots turned to 100. Looking at my face, they can tell I'm hungry. Ears up when I'm hunting roof. Stack my money to the fucking roof. They know I'm off the leash with my dog ass. Trying to dodge these fleas with my dog ass. Finna fuck your bitch with my dog ass. Wanna watch that don't tick with my dog ass. Finna see the jeweler for some dog tags. Came up on the hoe and gave my dog half. They know I'm off the leash with my dog ass. They know that I'm a beast with my dog ass.
Is it Tuesday?
What's up, Gretch?
I ain't shit. I haven't motherfucking get in where I motherfucking feet in on my last day off. Like, fuck. I was asleep. I woke up just for this. Forgot about my motherfucking reality.
Your other daughter just came busting here asking me where the snacks at. Like, she was Devo.
Right. Look, Nikki, and then she big on top of that. So, look, is you trying to fight or what? Like, what's going on?
Meanwhile,
my cousin got a whole got the whole world on his head.
Right.
I'm over it. How the fuck did he even tell that man to put them Roman numerals on his chin though? Like,
Only the star.
What is we talking about tonight, though? What's going on? Because I know it's Tuesday, so I know y'all got some shit up y'all sleeve.
Well, DC started with, when is it appropriate to beat your kids? Like,
you said, when is it appropriate to beat your kids?
Beat your kids. He said to beat your kids' ass. So
right now is the time. She's not about to be doing this twerking on my leg, so I'm about to whoop her ass. Okay? Right now.
I say it's determined by age and offense. Like, you just can't obligate me fucking these kids up. Like, you can't do that. That's not right. That's not nice. You know what I'm saying? But you do have
to
have... You know, I don't like it.
Look, so my, you know I don't like whippings either, so I'm just sitting up here talking all this shit. Like, that's the problem. But see, then they get to this age, like Nala is right now, and then you realize you should have whipped their ass. Okay? At like 18. Right. Because now I tell her I'm termless, you have to square up with me. Like, if you even make me feel to the point where I got to whip your ass, you want to fight. So... what you want to do? Would you rather fight them and square up, or would you whip their ass at an early age? Okay, we can't use it like that, I guess. Disclaimer. We don't whip children's ass, guys.
Right.
Yes, we do. We make them pull out switches and everything. Y'all want to be one of them parents. Where's the switch? Where's
that's
the switch?
Hilarious.
Did you get whooped?
I did. I didn't get whooped often. I was a one-whooping kid, so I never got beat for the same thing twice. My mother was very effective in, you won't do this again. And she was right.
Right.
The only thing that I think I kept getting in trouble for, I was really little, and I wouldn't stop climbing trees. Like, that was my thing. I would climb the trees. I don't know why. I was little. I was like 5, 6 years old. And I would be up in a tree, and my mother, I understand now that she was scared. But then
that's crazy because, so crazy because those pictures that came across my memory, and I remember Uncle was so little, and she wanted to get in that tree.
Wanting to get in that tree. She got that on. She got it on.
Well, I mean, you don't do whoopings, though. Like, you haven't whooped your tail.
Well,
but you have it's. But see, at the same time, I honestly believe that certain people and certain people's kids don't necessarily need whippings because y'all have that mama and that daddy tone that they already not going. You know what I mean? Fuck with y'all because y'all got that tone to y'all.
Well,
like one of them Ike moments where you just turn around and you look like, okay, you gotta
right.
fuck up, and they not gonna fuck with you. So it's not always necessarily warranted.
And you better not.
So what did BC have to say? Because he real quiet right now. What he had to say? What he felt like they supposed to get whooped?
He's very quiet because BC is recorded. That's why I'm running the show tonight. So.
Yes, of course. See, that's exactly why you got that award you got.
Hello?
Man, y'all got me good with that. I was like,
You know what? It was the perfect day to get you for it because that outfit was everything. I'm still shocked that you even went outside the box. For me, that's outside the box, Missy. Like, I would have never thought that that would have been one of your outfit choices. But guess what, honey? The fishnet's working. Yes, folks.
I got in trouble over them damn fishnets.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
But I'm saying, you know, it was I just wanted to feel like me as a mom and a wife.
Yes.
This and a dad. You know, you kind of pack yourself away. And
yes, ma'am. You better speak on it. Come on.
It was a queen's event. I had to dig the queen up and let her come. No, I'm just playing.
Yes. And look, well, you know what? Hey, I'm here for it. I am here for it all. Because that's not even like, you know, like you got to put that together. Like that's something you thought about in your head. You had to take the time to order it, buy it, do this, that, and the third. But honey, them shorts, baby girl.
Shut up.
I don't even know if we're allowed to be talking about this on air at this point because, baby girl.
You are
those
so
motherfucking leather shorts was where it was at.
You are crazy.
I was here for it. You gotta put them back on again. But shit, no, he probably only gonna let you put them back on for him now at this point.
Yeah, it wasn't about the shorts. It was the fishnets,
yes. Come on. Come on. Look, come on, some hint.
You know, it was a little thing I did and that was it.
I'm so glad she caught you on camera, though, because your ass wouldn't have took no pictures.
You have no idea. So I handed him the mic, and I walked away, walking towards the back of the building. And he got on the mic and started being his silly self. So I was really trying to dip off. Meesh came and grabbed me out the bathroom, because at that point, I ran in the bathroom.
You did it.
Pull me out the bathroom. And that's when they started to record. Like, what the hell are y'all doing? I don't want
to
be
Hell
up
yeah, because Meesh was definitely looking like she was up to something. She looked like she was up to something.
And she was. That dang
I'm surprised you didn't cry. I seen you was about to.
I was, but I'm not. I don't do public displays of emotion, and it's not intentional.
You hate it.
I hate it. It's not intentional. Like, my body will not let me react.
Yeah, you don't like no attention at all.
None at all. So when I came home, and it was just us by myself, and then I was thinking about it, I re-read my little card. I got misty-eyed then, but not in the moment. And Sonny going to tell me I'm getting coal in my stocking for Christmas because I ain't cry.
Now I gotta find a fucking stocking to fill with coal. Oh god.
He definitely.
But this is dope. But we definitely got to change this subject because don't nobody want to talk about whooping their kids. Let's talk about when the last time you wanted to whip your motherfucking bitch or your nigga ass. Let's talk about that.
No, I got a topic for you at 9:30. I'm gonna play the video that it comes from, and I'm so glad that you on this line because I want to hear what you got to say.
Oh my, okay, can I say this? That performance was so dope from I've been cussing the whole time, but when in the F have y'all even had these type of performances? So Tiffany Hill out here motherfucking working her Megan Thee Stallion knees, and then old girl, I forgot what her name was, she was winding that body up with my favorite song. I need to hear that tonight. I can't even think about the name of the song or what her name is, but I was here for it.
You got to tell me, because I started with energy, so I hope it ain't that.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And we played it. So let me, just for you, I'm going to play one more time.
Lord, honey, I was here for her energy, and her people energy was super
dope.
She
did so well, yo. Like, she had some girl there.
Oh my! Right, the one that was jamming, like,
when
yes, like,
you,
put her in your video.
She was. She, I said, "Well, look at that one."
Nikki, I'm here for it. I am here for it all.
Okay, this is Energy by Ajay for the Gretsch. After that, some drops, and we're coming back with my next topic. I gotta hear what y'all talking about. This is energy.
Yes, let's go.
Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey, drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy. Energy, energy, I wanna feel your body next to me. Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Hey, drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, I wanna feel your energy, energy, energy. I wanna feel your body next to me. I know you're not scared of this loving that I have for you. Cause baby, you're a problem, I already heard about you. You say you've been hurt, let me patch you up. 93 Jeff Fuel, let me get you up. We're taking shots to do, say, one by one. Make you do what I say, boy, don't front.
Put your hands around my waist.
Put that smile on your face.
Then I can do it.
Boy, I see you know what you're doing. We lit like a big, yeah, we're fuming. And if I give it up to you, it's a promise kept between us two. Our secrets are our secrets. When I get naked, don't be peeking. Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy, 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 I wanna feel your body next to me. Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy, 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 I wanna feel your body next to me.
I don't even really let them get close to me, but I really love the way you get close to me. And my emotions run wild, got a hold of me. And I really like the way you take control of me. Come be with me, come find me. I'll be here when you
baby
want
boy,
me.
You ain't too proud to beg, that's why I'm staying. Yeah.
Cause baby, your touch is getting me excited. For a little more weed, get a little higher, baby.
And I know you're kinda hard, but I like it. You try to play hard, but don't fight it.
Do I remind you of the keys to your Jeep? Tell me if I hold back, will you see? You know the haters gon' notice while we moving, keep them focused.
And don't hold back, you got me open, yeah. Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy, 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 I wanna feel your body next to me. Energy, give me all that you got. Watch my hips pop as I go tick tock. Drop it low, bring it back to the top.
Put your hands on my body, you drive it, I ride it.
Energy, energy, I wanna feel your energy, 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 I wanna feel your body next to me.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's the Kid QDH, man. You just tune in with Beastie on the stage. Tune in every night, 9 o'clock. It's going down.
Hey, what's good? What's good? It's your boy Faded Mulan. You are now rocking with the Stage Radio Boy.
I'm going to set this record straight with you wives that have lost your husbands. First, I'd like to say I extend my sincere condolences. I'm so sorry for your loss. Second, fuck you, okay? Somewhere back there, you guys have been listening to these women that don't even have no damn man tell you that you can control what happens with him and his other women when he dies. Ma'am, the only control you have is the hospital. You won't allow us to come into the hospital to see him in his death. Who gives a fuck? Who want to see him all broke down and tore up in a hospital? No, ma'am. Don't nobody give a fuck about that. You can have it. It's all yours. You can't control a funeral home. You can't control a funeral, and you can't control what happens after he's gone. Okay, you got your insurance policy. You have your family. Go ahead. Live your life. You know, do what you have to do. Do what you need to do to get through it. But we have our own insurance policies. We're coming to the funeral home to view him, and we are coming to the funeral. I'm still at one right now. I'm at three pads. This isn't mine. This is one of my union friends. She lost her dude. But she had her own insurance policy, as she should. The majority of us, I'm going to let you in on a small amount of gain. If we really with these dudes, we got our own policies. We have money. It might be more than yours, or it may not be as much as yours, but we okay. We ain't stupid. We are not stupid. Me personally, Sizzle, I have three. I know who I'm fucking with. I know the life that they live. I got three different policies.
All right. Shout out to the Baller Alert. That video came from Baller Alert, and it's called The Mistress and the Life Insurance Policy.
I felt really offended for seeing, because I'm like, who the fuck? First and foremost, who the fuck is she yelling at? Like, how the fuck? Man, let's calm her down. I was like, who the fuck is this person that Nikki let on air? Like, okay, so that's pre-recorded. Right. But, okay, go ahead. Let me see where the fuck we supposed to start. Where we supposed to start with talking about this. Oh, you still waiting on me? You still want me to go in? Because, that was a lot.
I'm confused because I was halfway listening.
I'm confused as fuck, right?
He said we should get insurance policies, or everybody get an insurance policy on the guy, but the guy ain't her guy, somebody else.
Right. She talking about she got three different insurance policies. Like, bitch, that's not all right. Like, what are you even fucking talking about at this point? Like, come on. Let's talk about it, A.
She's a murderer. She's going to kill Carol Baskin type.
She says she got life insurance policy for her mom, her sugar daddy.
Yeah, but she said me personally, I got three because I know the type of niggas I'm dealing with. That's what she said. She said
That's
she had three.
That's what she said. That's what she said. So what do y'all think about mistresses?
Right.
Access.
Yes, sir. Listen, we're not doing this.
There goes my cousin. Hey, cousin.
We're not doing this. Welcome back. I'm back. We're not doing this. This is what they do on the WTW. This ain't fuck here on Tuesday. Ain't no way.
Did you hear her? No, that bitch
sounded stupid. I don't know why it's not. I think it's a good topic of discussion.
That is. That's a very good
answer.
Like, does this bitch sound stupid or not? Yes.
Listen, this is where we at. We about to play some music. Turn up for y'all one time. Topic Tuesday, but that ain't the topic for us.
Look, Nikki, I guess Daddy just came in the building and gave everybody fucking whippings at this point. So that.
Like, it don't matter. I'm just here. You know, whatever.
How about the top of the why do men think that they can come and be the leader of everything? Men. Mickey,
yeah,
you
that's
talk
a good
to
topic for the W. That's a good topic for the WTW. It's a good topic.
So what's the topic then, BC? What are we going to talk about today?
We're talking about beating these kids' ass.
We don't want to talk about that. Disclaimer, we don't want to talk about these kids. This is our time off from the kids. Why we want to talk about kids?
Listen, that's what we're talking about tonight. That's the topic. When is it cool to beat your kid ass? How old do your kid got to be to get their ass whipped?
As soon as you know when you're doing something wrong, it's when you need to get your ass whipped. I don't think an age can describe that because some kids don't know right from wrong. But if you know that you did some shit and you know that you was going to get in trouble for it, you need your ass whooped because you just gave no fucks. No fucks was given when you committed whatever you committed and you knew that said parent was going to feel some type of way. So I don't think an age can defy that because you could be 3 years old, know you ain't supposed to touch the TV remote and do it anyway. You know?
Yeah, what do you do with them kids who walk up, you got your kid, and they walk up to your friend, your homegirl, your homeboy, and they pinch them. And you say, no, don't do that. And then they walk up to your homeboy, your homegirl, and they pinch them again. What do you do to the kid? Do you whip their ass?
So bad. He's somebody they hit. When the last time, like,
did their mama give you permission to whip their ass? Because, if they get
hit somebody because you're a fucking vindictive little bastard if you decide you're going to hit somebody. Like, the people you can still hit each other anymore. Like, yeah, you get your ass whipped. I'm going to drop kick your ass from the back.
Who got pinned?
Yeah, okay.
I remember I had a little kid walk up to me and the little kid scratched me. Just walked up, little bitch. She was a little girl too, and she scratched me.
I'm
a
little bitch.
I cannot deal with BC right now. He's about to say, yeah, she was a little bitch.
She scratched me. And I scratched her back, and her mom got mad. Like, she had been mad. Check your little bitch. Check your little kid.
How many fingers did you scratch her back with, though? Like, how many fingers?
All five. Even a thumb. The thumb came with the sideways scratch.
Oh, wow.
Even.
I want to beat your motherfucking ass if you would have scratched my child. Right?
Why? Your kid scratched me? You ain't beat her.
I don't matter. You gave my baby the five finger scratch. You got to do it. Like, now we're going to have to fucking fight, my nigga. That's what I'm glad to hear from that shoulder-to-shoulder
How about that? Whoever it was, why you didn't get your kid? You ain't got no reason to be mad with me.
I do because the fact that you did a five finger scratch, like the fact that you just
five fingers, five with the slide on the pinky, on the thumb. I mean, with the slide on the thumb. It was.
Kids out here hitting grown folks like grown people. They hit hard these days. These strong ass millennium babies hit hard as fuck.
I don't know who works together at this point, if it's me and DC or if it's you and him, because what we're not doing is no five finger fucking scratches out here.
Yeah, we five fingering right there.
Old people shit.
Y'all really got time over here.
Yo, I looked at them all. Y'all get it bad. Looked at me. We looked at the kid. We both looked at the kid. She ain't say nothing. I reached over, scratched the kid back. Fuck that. I was waiting. I gave her the chance to see what she was going to do to her kid.
No.
She did
not. Look, come on, and then this is perfect timing because y'all know, y'all seen that fucking the tutorial for the fucking baby kids too?
No.
They supposed to be coming out with a baby kid too.
Yeah, shout out to Baby's Kid too. They got the trailer out. The trailer is everywhere.
Yes, it's
they
supposed
need
to be lit.
That's all I'm saying.
All I can think about is beastie ass right now. Five fingers scratching somebody's kids. Like, just go.
Yeah, five fingers. All five fingers. I'm talking about digging in they shit.
Oh my God, it's a chicken.
Hard.
It's a
hoping for blood. Fuck that.
Oh
God. Your baby, why your baby walking around scratching folks? She gonna understand. Don't do it ever again. Fuck that.
Oh, and then he said, then he talking about something. And then the little baby bitch.
Little baby bitch. Fuck that little baby bitch. Yeah, we gonna go into the smiley. I said what I said. We gonna come back.
Wait,
and fuck that little baby
that.
Bitch, and
you
I said what
said
I
said.
What
you fucking said. I am crying over here, y'all.
Shout out to the smiley.
Get me out of here. You're
coming out October 9th. Look forward to that.
We supposed to be talking about disclaimers. We out here calling people bitches, babies, bitches.
Fuck that. Little baby, baby.
Little bitch.
I said what I said because I said what I said. Point blank, period. I ain't never going to change my mind for nobody. You feel me? It's now. I said what I said. Queen shit, bitch, now what's up with your head?
Get high. time I break free.
Yeah.
Love right up the street, too creamy.
Hello.
I try to stay focused and I try to stay straight, but something about love that I just can't shake, and I keep playing games. So in denial, like I got the power to fight this force. I don't know what to say, it's kind of hard to explain, but it keeps on calling my name. Cause I lack empathy and you lack sympathy. I know too much and you eventually kill me.
Yeah.
So let's be real, no smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
One step up, I'll be back like a season. And Lord only knows I'm sick of fighting with these demons, man. I tried to run and hide, but I, no matter good a place I got, love always seem to find my spot.
We're tripping,
we're crazy and insane, it's true, but we both lack control. Baby, we'll figure it out and make everything better. That's just how we go. Nah, fuck that. Who am I to blame? Here we go again.
Love, gonna get your love, 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 love, gonna get your love.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy D-War85, man, co-founder of Hip Hop Cinema, and you are now rocking with the Stage Radio. From Monday Mania to Fire Friday with the Gretsch, they play the best of independent music, man. Support the movement, all that good shit.
You too, Ford Bragg!
Introvert, never talk a good game. Not the type to follow the wave. And at times I'm not up for play. I'd rather stay to myself, plotting on my goals. And I just keep singing as the phone keeps ringing. Hello, somebody who wants to go on and on over what he said, she said. Boy, that don't interest me, no. I left my niece calling, I'm busy. Talking dollars, I ain't free, so here we go. Welcome to my show. Trying to stay in my zone, not trying to pick up this.